Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And, of course, this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Before I read this great testimony here, I want to say something about Pastor George. Gloria called him in and said, George, I want to start something, news before it happens. And so it was just a little newsletter. He is the one that developed that Victory magazine. He's the one that developed it and started the format of it, and it just developed and grew, and it's grown over the years, and has become a major, major tool in prisons and jails and doctor's offices and all kinds of things. Good. It's good to order them and get a subscription for two. They're free. Yeah. Yeah. And go pass them out to people, you know, and the doctors, you know. I started watching BVOV a long time ago. Brother Copeland and Miss Gloria have taught me how to believe God for miracles, manifestations, and healings. While my church provides good teaching, BVOV is my go-to for faith-building resources every morning. Thank you for all your hard work and dedication over the years. Love to you all, MR in Washington. Praise God. Don't you love these testimonies? I do too. Give the Lord praise because it's partners. Partners make this possible. Everything in this room, the cameras, the lights, everything, the partners behind it, all of the property. And back in the day, when we first obtained this property, it was partners. And we didn't have very many of them in those times. But in a partner letter, I don't mention money amount, just when you sow your blessing seed this month. And anyway, I learned that from my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. He looked at me and he said, you don't write that letter to meet your needs. You write that letter to meet the needs of your partners.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Now then, here we are. Repentance from dead works, faith towards God, doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. So now we're talking about faith towards God. The fundamentals of faith. Romans 3:27. Let's look at that. What is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Wow. Now Galatians 5:6 says faith works by love. It's the law of faith. So a law is predictable. There are things that can hinder a law, slow a law, negate it, or there are things that can build it, cause it to grow, because it is a spiritual law. The law of faith. The fundamentals of faith. Mark 11, 22 through 25, Matthew 21, 21 and 22. Now, this is the class, this is the reason to get those notes. Because on the notes, all of these scriptures will be done. We don't have time to turn to all of them here. We just don't have time on this broadcast. It's too broad a subject, really. But when you get those notes, all of those scriptures will be laid out there in outline form, every one of them all spelled out. And the fundamentals of faith. Faith is a spiritual force. It is not mental. Come on. Now, there is such a thing as mental assent. Mm-hmm. It looks like faith. It sounds like faith, but it isn't. And but it's a mental thing because it hasn't, your spirit hasn't been fed. And you find yourself hard to hold on to that confession. Now, I know what that's like. And I'll just share this with you. In 2004, after their Southwest Believer Convention, I did the big band album, a lot of rehearsal, and did it live. And then there were some other things that had happened. And when Brother David was there, and he put me down on the table there, where he said, "Your muscles are like steel bands. They just, it's hard to do anything with." So the next morning I got up, and I just took the TV makeup off my face and just went to bed. Now, just for the sake of your imagination, when I walk into my shower, the shower head is facing east like this. The towel rack is here, washcloth. There's a bench in there. My intention was to throw that washcloth on that bench. I missed it. I threw it over in the corner. I turned around and I did this. I ruptured a disc in my back. Oh, dear God. I screamed at the top of my lungs. Crawled out of that shower. I don't even like rehearsing this, but I'm doing it for you. I'm going to count in the audience because of faith. And I had never heard of stem cells. I didn't know what that was all about. And I just crawled out of that shower. Somebody told me about stem cells, and it worked. Well, May the 3rd, May 3rd, 2024, my appendix ruptured. Yep. And that's the first extended hospital stay I've had in my life. Never. In that hospital bed, I couldn't move around in that bed. And that sciatic nerve pain came back. Now, I'm going to tell you, the other one was 100. This one is about 10. But I'm a whole lot older than I was in 2004. but still, it's there. And it's not so excruciating like that was. But it's there, and I have to work through it. I'm doing the same thing the Lord instructed me the first time. I say, "Well, why didn't you do the surgery?" I don't do things like that without inquiring of the Lord. Amen. And I met a man that was, and I won't go into all that, but then I went to our prayer cabin, prayed about it, and I got the answer to it. Same thing. Faith and that steady flow of stem cells. So, I used this and those stem cells. So, I have to go back to these fundamentals. because I have a strong tendency to let things get in my mouth that shouldn't be there. And yes, and that, and let me just describe this. I don't have any pain when I'm in the bed at night, but I know it's coming. So my confession starts before I ever get up. This is my receiving day, and I expect a miracle today. And I start that, and I have my healing scriptures, scotch tape to my shaving mirror, and go through them, and go down through, so that I get those fundamentals. This very thing. Isaiah 53. Matthew 8:14, where it's fulfilled. That is vital to my spirit. I wrote them out in my own handwriting and scotch taped it to it. Went through it this morning. Kind of holding one leg up in the air. But that is essential. I must not, I cannot, and I will not quit. And I must not, and I cannot do it without my faith being strong in the Lord. So you have to go back through these fundamentals. Faith is a spiritual fourth, is it, not mental. Mental assent is this. Well, I just know I'm going to be healed. I just know I'm going to be healed. I know that. I just know I'm going to be healed. That's mental assent. You're already healed.
Yes.
By His stripes you were healed. Not I'm going to be. I am.
Amen.
I was healed. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, 1 Peter 2, don't just read that 24th verse. I wrote the 24th verse there on my mirror. But laying aside all malice, as newborn babies desire the sincere miracle of the word that you may grow thereby. If you have tasted the word, Lord is gracious, but chosen of God and precious, lively stones for the sake of the Lord, and you're a chosen royal priesthood. Look at all of that. And then you get down there, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to hear him that judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Likewise, wives. I'm thinking, hey, there's more to this. Read.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, the man was there. Read what he had to say. It's a letter. You don't just jump to the 24th verse. By His stripes I was healed. So praise God, I'm healed now. And I'm receiving it. I am healed now. I am the healed. Kelly came home today, one day from school. She said, Daddy, I've had the symptoms of flu all day long, and this just popped out of my mouth. Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and Satan's trying to take your health away from you. She said, okay. Went in her bedroom and she said, I'm going to go pray about it. And then she'd just gotten home from school that afternoon. And by supper time, no more symptoms.
That's right.
Because she is the healed.
Yeah.
And the devil's trying to get her health.
Yeah.
I am the healed. In fact, I didn't know it at the time because I was a scriptural illiterate. I became a new creature November the 2nd, 1962, right after I'd flown a trip. You've heard me tell that story. And so, and the Lord let me know I was a new creature because for about 30 or 40 seconds, I couldn't close my mouth and profanity was gone from that day until this. So I had tangible evidence that I was a new creature. I didn't know anything else. And Gloria and I both didn't know anything. But we started out with that. And then in January, both of us baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, 1967, ORU, and you know the rest of the story. But I learned from Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin. Now, here's what I started to tell you yesterday. I had gone back to and preached at ORU for the first time, and Brother Roberts wanted me to come back and preach to the different departments and at chapel and that kind of thing. And so, the security drove us to his home, their own campus. And so we got there for lunch. And we went in the den there. I can see it in my mind right now. And he just sat down on the floor, took his shoes off, sat down on the floor. He said, Kenneth, take your shoes off, and you sit down right there. Gloria, take your shoes off, and you sit down here. Evelyn, take your shoes. She said, Oral, I'm not taking my shoes off. He turned around there and looked at me, and he said, teach me faith.
Amen.
I said, sir. You gotta be kidding me. No. He said, you boys have learned things about faith I don't know. And I want to know what it is. So I just started at Mark 11:23. And it didn't take him but about 5 or 10 minutes. He said, it's the saying part. The saying part. I didn't get the saying part. And he said, I'm gonna preach it. And he said, the first time I'm preaching, I'm going to say, Brother Cole taught me this. He said, the next time I do it, I'm going to say, somebody taught me this. And then he said, you own your own. It's the same. Oral Roberts changed the complexion of this nation and the world concerning miraculous healing.
Yes, he did.
And can you think about it back there then, black and white television? He had to get a judge and sign an affidavit that these miracles were real. Because Gloria's grandmother told her he pays them to say they're healed. And she said, I wonder what he pays them, $5? She was just a little girl. Well, that was until Mom got healed. Yeah, and that's a story in its own. It was precious. It was just wonderful. Anyway, but these fundamentals of faith, it is so fundamental.
Yes.
It's the bedrock. That's like we're talking about earlier.
Foundation.
Now, I'll just give them to you, and then as we have time, we'll go back. Mm-hmm. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith.
That's right.
Thomas said, unless I see, I will not believe. Unless I put my finger in the nailed holes in his side, I will not believe it. Well, John chapter 20. Verse 24, you there? But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, or twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we've seen the Lord. He said, Here it is. Except, now this is his, he said this with his will. I mean, he studied. Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails, thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. After 8 days again, the disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst and said, peace unto you. Then he said to Thomas, reach here your finger and behold my hands. Reach here your hand, thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing.
Yes.
Thomas answered and said, my Lord, my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed, and many other signs truly Jesus did. I'm not, say it, I'm not moved by what I feel.
I'm not moved by what I
see. I'm moved only by what I believe. And I believe the word of the living God.
The blood-backed promises,
and the blood-backed facts.
I believe it in the name of Jesus,
whose I am,
and whom I serve.
Well, glory be to God forevermore.
This turned out to be good, didn't it?
Now, see, Abraham's blessing cannot be received in Thomas's faith. Well, what is Abraham's blessing? Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Romans chapter 4. And thank you, Jesus. Are you there? Therefore, it is of faith. Say, it is of faith.
It is of faith.
That it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Galatians, if you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Right?
Not only that which is of the law, but that which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, in other words, in his presence, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, and our time is up again. But I'm fully persuaded. Glory to God. We'll be back in just a moment.
Our daily lives are filled with many opportunities to choose. But the most important decision of faith you'll ever make is to receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. In the 6-part teaching series, Revelation of Redemption, Kenneth Copeland explains how Jesus paid the full price for your redemption by destroying the works of the enemy. Everything you've ever needed is provided in your redemption, so you can experience good health, wealth, and life prosperity. This KCM Foundational Teaching Series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide. Unlock the power of the greatest exchange ever made for you, an act of God's love that was finished on the cross, providing for you rights and privileges so you can walk in victory and success. Now is the time for you to identify with the finished works of Jesus and live the life that is rightfully yours. Request your free Revelation of Redemption package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Start enjoying the benefits of your redemption and get a clear picture of all you have access to in earth and in heaven. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
In the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it. And I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Now, I want to remind you again that prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we have a department of prayer ministers that are licensed. What that means is they have been trained in the Word of God and they know what they're doing. And it's right here on our property. If you need prayer, call the prayer line and let the prayer minister minister to you right now today. They know the Word of God and they're trained to pray with you in any situation. Don't forget, and the covenant promises, that's the foundation of the Christian life. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland in this class reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yeehaw!
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.